Now here is our third song featured by, third song of the week. This one again by Michelle Legrand. And I gotta tell you, I feel almost guilty playing two songs in the same day like this. I almost feel like I just didn't give you enough time to digest the one before I started playing the third. But a lot of you are gonna recognize this tune. Listen to this. How many of you saying, oh yeah, I have heard that before? This is the theme from the Thomas Crown Affair, The Windmills of Your Mind. Now, a little bit about the movie. Be hearing the music now while I'm telling you about the movie itself, so you can lock some of these cues into your memory bank. This was a movie that was about a billionaire who was so bored with life that he decided to steal a Monet painting from a reputed museum. Of course, the company wanted to find out what happened to that museum. They had their people searching it out. Thomas Crown is played by Pierce Brosnan. And when Catherine Banning, the investigator for the museum's insurance company, began to take an interest in Crown, a complicated back and forth game with romantic undertones began between those two. In an attempt to find out where Banning's loyalties lie, Crown actually returned the painting and essentially turned himself in, hoping that Banning's feelings for him would lead to an escape. Thomas Crown, played by Pierce Brosnan. Catherine Banning, played by Rene Russo. Theme from Thomas Crown Affair. All right, let you hear some more of that. So are you picking up on any differences in those songs? All right, I'll let you hear some more of theme from Thomas Crown Affair. I know I've let you hear, at least in, you know, coming into a commercial break, coming out of a commercial break, each of those other two songs. So I'll let you hear some more of this one just as we close out for the day. So in the meantime, let me share with you just a little bit more about these cameras with their facial recognition technology. The technology has actually been around for decades, but it's been progressing in leaps and bounds in recent years due to advances in computing vision and artificial intelligence. It's now being used to identify people at borders, to unlock smartphones, spot criminals, and authenticate banking transactions. Out of those uses that I just shared with you, any of them concern you, any of them bother you? Facial recognition technology being used to identify people at borders, unlock smartphones, spot criminals, and authenticate banking transactions. And of course, for the most part, when they talk about unlocking smartphones, they're talking about the owner of the phone using his or her own face to unlock the phone. But some tech firms are claiming that this facial recognition technology can also assess our emotional state. Since the 1970s, psychologists say they've been able to detect hidden emotions by studying the micro expressions on someone's face in photographs and video. Algorithms and high-definition cameras can handle this process just as accurately and faster, according to the people at these tech firms. Oliver Phillip, who is an expert in video surveillance at IHS Market, says that we're really actually already seeing it used for commercial purposes. A supermarket might use it in the aisles, not to identify people, but to analyze who came in in terms of age and gender, as well as their basic mood. Why? They wanted to help target with the targeted marketing and product placement. I guess they're getting aggregates of their findings in order to determine how to market their products and which products to push. Market research agency Kantar Millward Brown uses tech developed by U.S. firm Effectiva to assess how consumers react to TV advertisements. Effectiva records video of people's faces with their permission, then codes their expressions frame by frame to assess their mood. They interview people, but they get much more nuance by also looking at their expressions. You can see exactly which part of an advertisement is working well and emotional response triggered, according to Graham Page, who's a managing director of offer and innovation at Kantar Millward Brown. More controversially, a crop of startups are offering emotion detection for security purposes. Where do you think they're going with this? And as I often ask, are you excited about it? Are you concerned about it? Are you saying, hurry up with this? Are you saying, slow down? Are you saying, stop? These are some of the questions that come up as we look into the future. Look some more into the future about where these cameras will be used to take us in the future next week. In the meantime, here's more of theme from Thomas Crown Affair. Wishing you the best. And remember, I definitely want us to keep practicing letting some of life's best moments come through each one of us. Till next time.